Many of Mumbai's politicians seek out votes in slums like these, home to about 70% of the city's 14 million people. Residents at this South Mumbai slum say they've seen an unusually high number of candidates passing through here, asking for their support. At least 19 candidates, many of them from new independent parties, are vying for South Mumbai's seat in India's parliament this election. That's nearly three times the number of contenders for the seat during the last election. Mona Shah is one of them, an eye surgeon who turned to politics. She leads the newly formed Professionals Party of India.
New parties are important in India today because the existing traditional parties are so steeped in corruption that people need to see the hope that will lead the country forward. And that's one of the main reasons that new parties like us have been floated with clearly defined objectives for the people and not for ourselves.
Analysts say the rise of so many independent candidates like Shah is a sign of growing public frustration with the nation's two main parties, the ruling Congress Party-led Alliance and the Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP. Citizens have formed watchdog groups aimed at rooting out corrupt politicians, and others have formed their own political parties, fielding their own candidates. It also shows that public fury over last year's deadly Mumbai siege, known here as the 2611 attacks, has led to a surge in political activism among ordinary citizens, not only in Mumbai, but across the country. Again, Ms. Shah.
The 2611 perhaps has been the last straw where a lot of us have thought that something needs to be definitely done. We've given enough opportunities and chances to the existing traditional parties to make a difference, and that has not happened. So now we find ourselves taking charge.
In the first phase of Indian elections earlier this month, half of the 947 candidates vying for parliamentary seats were from independent parties. There are more than 5,000 candidates, many of them independent, running for the 545 seats in India's parliament. In other parts of the country, independent candidates from a colorful range of backgrounds have taken their first steps into the political arena. Among them are doctors, bankers, Bollywood stars, cricket players, and dancers. A political analyst for the Delhi-based Foundation for Pluralism and Inclusion, Azim Khan, says candidates run for a wide variety of reasons.
There are some reasons for the rise of independent candidates who are contesting parliamentary election this time. Sometimes a very popular leader is not in a position to get a ticket from a recognized political party. There are other things as well. In some cases, it is caste.
Some independent candidates say campaigning is dangerous in some parts of the country where politics are dominated by either Congress or BJP. Some campaign volunteers for independent candidates have been harassed or threatened by supporters from more established parties. As some leaders of the country's major parties make dramatic election rally entrances aboard whirling helicopters, independent candidates knock on doors, talk to small groups of people, and hand out campaign leaflets, a more grassroots approach to politics. And not everyone is encouraged by the proliferation of independents running for office. India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh called them spoilers. Others say a vote cast for an independent candidate is a vote wasted. Mr. Khan disagrees. He says that India's democracy is probably safer in the hands of independent candidates and candidates from hundreds of India's smaller regional parties.
They feel more responsibility towards constituency than their political party.
That is, unlike many of the politicians from the bigger, more established parties, who, he says, often are more loyal to the party than to the voters who put them in office. But neither of the two main parties is likely to win a clear parliamentary majority, forcing them to lure winning candidates of regional and independent parties like Shah's, sometimes with cash bonuses and political favors. But Shah and many other independent candidates have vowed that, if elected, they wouldn't hand over their constituency to the highest bidder. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Mumbai.